Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home, 'cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass. I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home, 'cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
All right, there you go. The love of money. Oh, welcome to Crazy Nation Radio. It's your host, Ron Reck. And we're going to have a killer night tonight. I'm sure the topic is the same as we've been doing the past couple nights. Do you know that you're in a prison? Yeah, you think you're free, but you're not. But anyway, it's going to be pretty exciting night as usual. But I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to play another song real quick. We're still trying to work on a few things in the studio. But we're going to play about a three-minute song, and we'll get right back to you. So hang tight with us, and we'll be right back.
Well, I was driving down I-95 the other night. Somebody nearly cut me right off the road. I decided it wasn't going to do any good to get mad. So I wrote a song about him instead, and it goes like this. Were you born an asshole, or did you work at it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine, 'cause you're an asshole tonight. Yes, you're an A.
S-S-H-O-L-E.
And don't you try to blame it on me. You deserve all the credit. You're an asshole tonight. You're an asshole yesterday. You're an asshole tonight. And I've got a feeling you'll be an asshole the rest of your life. I was talking to your mother just the other night. I told her I thought you were an asshole. She said, yes, I think you're right. And all your friends are assholes, 'cause you've known them your whole life. And somebody told me you've got an asshole for a wife. Were you born an asshole, or did you work at it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine, 'cause you're an asshole tonight. Oh, boy, am I surrounded by assholes at times.
There you go. Yeah, that's a good old song. I'd like to copy that and send it to a few politicians. I mean, owners that I could think of. Wow. Anyway, hey, welcome to the show, everybody. Today is 8/26/2014. Wow, this month's almost already over. It's going by pretty quick. We're on the last week. We're on the downslide of this month. Next year in September, I'll be glad. This heat's trying to kill me. But that's the way nature works. And it's the only law they can't change, but they're trying with heart. But anyway, tonight's episode, what we're talking about is you're in a prison and don't know it. A lot of people don't know they're in a prison. A lot of people refer to the Matrix movie. Well, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, and hopefully that's what it means. People catch it, but they don't. I'd say 70% of the people that watch that film don't have a clue. But anyway, it's came to the point in this way it's coming out, it's becoming more transparent. I mean, Obama says he's going to be transparent, but I think by the acts that he is doing is causing people to catch attention of how clear he's actually showing bad they can really be in reality. It's sad. Your rights are gone. You ain't got no rights. You're not even you. I mean, it's crazy. And I know people think, what are you talking about, Ron? But hey, I say do the research because, you know, like I said, it's got to come to an end eventually. Every big thing dies. It has to. It's eating itself up. You know, Walmart is the biggest retail giant on the planet, but they're having problems. You know, of course, they always have problems. Don't get me wrong, but they're having massive problems. Their numbers are dropping, and that's not good for Walmart because the thing is they got too big. You know, that it's there's still some competitive edge out there, but that's the whole idea of their so-called open market system, and that's why you get it. But when I talk about being in prison, I'm talking about, you know, you have, you're too dumb to survive on your own. You have to be told what to do, and by being told what to do, they turn into a law, control of you. That's what it is. I mean, I'll go back to the fact I've said this on the show many times. I'm talking about the fucking seatbelt law. Seatbelt, mandatory insurance, now mandatory, you know, medical care. Well, that's the kind of shit that happens in communist countries, in case nobody knows that. I mean, you need to look at reality. You're being forced into doing something. You're forced to work for money. You pay income tax, and your income tax takes 32% of your income, what you bring home. It takes it away. You have nothing. So you're living off of actually, what, 65% of your what you earn? You think you got a big paycheck, and then, oh, I get all back at the end of the year. That ain't always necessarily true. You don't get it all back. They make it look so good. There's so many trickeries. You're paying, you're getting sucked dry anyway. Think about it. Every time you walk out of your house and buy something, anytime you exchange money, unless it's with a friend, you're paying a tax. So tell all your friends whenever they want to buy something off you or sell them something, charge them tax. If they want you to loan them $5, charge them interest. That's how they do it, and it's legal. So they can say you're doing racketeering because it's legal for them to do it. But you got to have a permit for everything you do, a license for everything you do. It doesn't matter. So you're always paying out, constantly paying out. It's like you're a slave. Well, guess what? You are. You are a slave to this system, and that's what they want. This is human farming. That's human farming at the utmost. I mean, everybody knows that we have the biggest prison population on the planet. And there's some say, well, it's because of the population. No, it's not. More laws. More lies. And you know, the original Constitution and the organic Constitution and the Constitution we're living under now, they have similar things, which, you know, under common law, which is, you know, victim damage or fraud. Well, who's being more fraudulent? Us or them? I mean, how better of a system do we have? If you pull somebody over, they have no insurance, they don't have a seatbelt on, and they don't have a driver's license, okay, then three things, okay? I mean, you have a lot of rules to do one thing. You have tons of rules to do it, okay? Now, the victim is the state, and the state also is the prosecutor, and the state is also the judge, and the state is also the defense attorney because he is an officer to the court. And guess what? They all belong to the same lodge called the Bar Association. They're all members. So there's so much conflict of interest. What's right and what's wrong? That, you get my point. That's a very serious issue. And that's what we're having. We had this shooting deal in Ferguson, Missouri. And that ain't the first time this has happened. This ain't the first time. It's happened several times. We just never heard about it. Media was only going to have what you have. And actually, this was caught first on social media before it got on national media because it was an instant hit. You know, I mean, right off the bat, this baby went viral. I mean, instantly. If it goes viral, they jump on it, you know, because they can't. Because the big question is, why wasn't you there? You're supposed to be covering news. So people stop watching you if you don't cover something like that people have interest in. It's a moneymaker. It's a big moneymaker all the way through. So that's why it's a prison system. We all live under this prison system. I mean, I understand some sort of rules, but why strip people of all their money constantly? So they don't want you to get up there with them at all. They don't want you up there with them. You're the worst thing ever happened. You know, a few trickling here and there, but, you know, they don't want many. People are totally numb. They don't really know. They don't know what happens to them until after it happens. And once it happens, then they figure, wow, man, you know, that shit's right. But they don't think that. Majority of people, they go to jail, they'll do a little bit of time, then they get out and they forget all about doing that time they did. So they go back to doing the same stupid shit that they want them to do. Because you weren't educated in law when you went to school. You weren't taught the basic laws. No, you never was. The Constitution wasn't really important, but you got to know the Constitution to graduate. But you don't remember that shit either, because you ain't keeping up the fact of what it is. And you don't understand the cause and effect of it. Cause and effect is a big thing. A lot of people don't get that. They wonder why. If it does happen, they wonder why does it happen that way. Well, you got to think there's a cause. There's a cause and an effect to every system. But anyway, besides that, man, it's became a complete money machine. I mean, I don't think we're controlled by a government. Matter of fact, I know we're not controlled by a government. We're controlled by a corporation. And we're the livestock. It's like you got a cow tag on your ear, just like in the description I explained. That Social Security number is your cow tag. They know what you do, how you spend your money now. And there's so many people when you're online, like right now, this show's recorded. This goes in archives. It never goes away. Everything I say is there. And they go, say, well, you said this. Well, yes, I did. And I'll say it there again, freedom of speech. Freedom of speech, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of the press. Because I'm media. This is a media-driven show, even though it's private. So they have no right to actually listen to it unless I allow it. You aren't allowed to listen to that. I'm not in contract with you. There's no contract, so there's no dispute. That's another topic I'm going to get into pretty heavy in about another week. We're going to get really heavy in that one on the name thing, the name game. I'll show you how I play it. You'll love to play along. This is a real good game. But I got into this law game and politics, you know, when I was in first starting college. And, man, I've been into it ever since. It's kind of like a massive hobby. I mean, I'm really deep into it. But I believe people should be treated fair, equal and fair. And it doesn't matter what color you are. Color doesn't mean shit no more. It really don't. But they still try to play that game. You know, you've got all these groups that think this, you got other groups think that, and nobody seems to get their shit together. Well, I think they should just pull their heads out of their ass and talk to each other and get it together. But they don't. That's the saddest part we see in this country right now, is there's nobody around. Nobody's thinking of nothing. So anyway, hey, if you want to call in, give me a call, get you on the board, but you got to put your hand up, press that number one if you want to talk to me. We'll get into the conversation on this topic. Like I said, it's going to here shortly, we'll probably fire up and get pretty heavy. There'll be a lot more people showing up. They always do kind of late. But, hey, that's my followers. But it gets fun. But, I mean, we got to take a look at what's going to happen next. You know, California had an earthquake. Oh, my God, big another, you know, thing that gets your attention off everything you should be watching. You know, California's snapping off. ISIS is taking over the planet. It's just, you know, it never ends. It never ends what kind of events. Always a crisis, man. I've never seen so many crises in my life, ever. But one crisis after another, and we keep doing them. We keep seeing them. Obama's signing anything he wants to. You know, then I think under the Constitution says you can only claim martial law when you're in war. And we've been in war forever. We're in every war. We was in Vietnam. We was in Korea. Second World War. Oh, I'm going the wrong direction. Let's try this way. The war on drugs, the war on poverty. Them are real wars. The war on drugs and the war on poverty ain't just a little catchy name. It's a war. They have to claim these wars to keep on doing what they're doing to us. That's why we're under so much control. And then ever since 9/11, you got the cops turning into the super troopers. I mean, they look like straight-up combat commandos, man. They don't like cops no more at all. So, yeah, it's just crazy, man. What's next? What's going to come? It's when Obama said something on the news about he's going to take a look and why our police are so militarized because you're giving them the shit to do it, Barry. Barry, get with the program, brother. You're the one giving it to them. That's crazy. I mean, nobody's paying attention to that. So, I mean, it's going to come to a bad standstill one day, and people are going to shit a golden brick when it does come, because that's what I believe the next thing we're going to see is economic collapse. It's coming. It's been the shit can since 2008. When the housing bubble crashed and all the people got screwed over by the S&Ls, savings loans and the home loans and the derivatives and all this stuff they sold off and these package deals, that's going to – did you see the price of gas rise rapidly after that? Of course you did. It's doubled since 2008. The price of fuel has doubled. Look back at 2008. Look at the price of gasoline. Our crude oil in 2008. And look at it today. Total different animal. I mean, I was in the grocery store the other day and I seen a lemon. Lemons. Of all things, a citrus fruit. Lemons. They're great with martinis. Martinis and, you know, whatever the other ones are. Anyway, $1.29. $1.29 for a lemon. Then you got a gallon of milk at $4.29, and that's higher than gas. Milk is higher than gasoline. Don't that just get you? So that's what I mean about this prison we live in. We're not really free. If we were free, we wouldn't have to pay out so much money and work so hard to survive. And you got to figure about it. You know, while I'm saying economic class, the cost of living is keep decreasing rapidly. But your paycheck ain't. They done sold all the manufacturing, most of the manufacturing out of this country to China. So China has a slave labor force. Wait a minute, I'm wrong. I made a mistake. Wait, let me take this back. Wait a minute. The prison system in this country that has all these inmates in them, which are really slaves, they have an industry of their self, agricultural, manufacturing. Think about it. They have big, gigantic farms. Inmates run them. They have big, gigantic factories. Inmates run them. Florida, even the state of Florida, has inmates calling people up selling vacation packages. How's that get you? For pennies on the dollar, you're talking about the lowest labor rate cost, selling vacation packages. What is the perfect way to slave people? Then you got private prisons. Private prisons are always fun. You get to go hang out at one of those private prisons, and they're getting paid for every bed that's not vacant. And if they are vacant, they still got to pay the same price of money. So it's bullshit. So anyway, I'm going to take a quick break. We're kicking this song up, and we'll get right back to you. Hang tight.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all this crazy question you're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't want to see. Mama told me not to come. Oh Lord, Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way to have my room. Open up the window, let some air into this room. I think I'm almost choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking about scare me half to death. Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath. I'm a tall man, I'm young. Oh, Lord, I'm a tall man, I'm young. She say, that ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun, son. Someone's knocking on the door. I'm looking at my girlfriend. She's passed out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never seen before. I don't know what it is. Somebody shut that door.
I told her not to go. Thank you.
There we go. Three Dog Night, Mama Tone. Yeah, that's a cool old tune. We got lots of tunes in this board. My co-host is usually here with me, which I don't know where she's at tonight. Usually put the bunch up in there, but I don't know where we're going with that. Wow. So now, in the news here lately, a new hostage. ISIS has an American woman. Wow. They don't want much. Says here, the Islamic State militants are reportedly demanding $6.6 million in the release of a U.S. prisoner before they will free a third American hostage held by the group in unidentified worker. In Glenersville on Fox Network. A source confirms to Fox News that an aid worker is a 26-year-old woman from the West Coast. They did not provide further details, but ABC News reported that the woman, whose relatives have requested she not be identified, is a third of at least four Americans known to be held by the extremist Muslim organization. American journalist James Foley was executed by the group in a video that was circulated online last week. Stephen Scott, formerly of the Miami Floyd, was also seen alive in the same footage and purportedly remains in Islamic State's custody. The terror organization also has demanded that the U.S. authorities release Afa Swada, Pakistani. Hang on a second. Sorry about that. Okay, the terrorist group organized also has demanded U.S. authorities release Afa Sidquadi, whatever, a Pakistan who was convicted in 2010. To trying to kill U.S. officials 2 years earlier. Sidquadi, 42, is reportedly married a nephew of an al-Qaeda mastermind, Kanda Sheikha Mohammed, in 2003, was later sentenced to 86 years in prison. The Karachi native who was educated in the United States has earned degrees from MIT and Brandeis University remains in federal custody in Texas. Wow, ain't that nice. Yeah, it's the news. This is, you know, bullshit media news here. I don't buy half the shit they say. That's just the prisoners, put this way, the wardens only want you to hear what they want you to hear. They don't want you to be too smart about anything anymore. So, I mean, I don't know. Well, Burger King signed a new deal. Burger King, Jesus Christ. I don't know, man. Now, we need to go into that thing that's happened in Ferguson, Missouri. They buried that poor kid yesterday. And I have not seen nothing yet on the Justice Department, the FBI, or what they're saying. The jury's decision on whether they're going to convict the cop or not. I don't know if anybody's heard anything about that. Since I'm in a chat room, send me a link to it. That'd be great, and we'll go from there. But I have no idea what the grand jury has stated yet. So, anyway. Hey, East Coast, what's going on, man? But right now, the other thing is this Lois Lerner. Losing them emails, is bullshit. It's okay for them to do it. She doesn't go up to in front and talk her shit and run her mouth, and that's going to be it. And we'll never hear about it again. Everything's hunky-dory, so let's go home and collect money off the government, as they all do. Same old thing. But them files, them emails are there. They exist. They got you. Every email, they never go away, ever. They're on a server somewhere. They might not be on her computer, but I know they're sitting in a server. Because of their account, they keep all of them. All them things are kept in some type of, setup, rigging a server. There ain't no way around it. But says here, in a stunning revelation, president of the conservative watchdog group, Jurisdictional Watch, told Fox News that Justice Department attorneys have instrument that Lois Lerner's lost emails likely exist in backup computers. Likely? God. Don't that witch worry who's running the country? Likely. Okay, Judicial Watch, President Tom Filton says news came during a Friday phone call with Department of Justice attorneys representing the IRS and Judicial Watch FOIA lawsuit against the IRS. Futton said U.S. said DOJ attorneys told him the federal government backs up their computer records to ensure the confidentiality of government in the event of a catastrophe. They told him that retrieving the emails from Lerner, the former IRS official, would be too a legal burden that can exempt agency from complying to FOIA's request. Okay, let's talk our way out doing it. However, the administration official told Fox News Monday night there was no new backup system described last week to Just a Watch government lawyers who spoke with Just a Watch simply referring to the same email retention policy that Commissioner John Cashin described in the congressional testimony. Wow, covered up. Don't you love it? Don't you dig it, man, how they just cover their bullshit up? It's lovely. But like I said, you live in a prison. You know, 18 and life to go. Sure, your birth and life to go is the way it is. So you're born in your prison. That's the way it is, you know. There's just too many scandals going on anymore. It's one scandal after another. Something's got to give. Eventually. Like I said, I'm praying for economic collapse. Can't wait for it to happen. It'd be really fun. I think everybody's going to enjoy that when it finally wakes the fuck up. But anyway, hey, I'm rattling, man. You guys like me, if you like calling, give me a call, 718-508-9813, and we'll talk some crazy shit. Like I said, I don't know where my co-host is, but I tell you what, I'm going to throw in a song, and I'm going to see if I can find her. So let's see what would be good. And let's listen to some old Elton John. Check this out. Well, there you go. That's an old classic tune. It kind of makes you feel old, doesn't it? Yeah, that's for Elton was out of the closet back in the old days. The 70s, I believe. Yeah, it's 70s. Maybe. Actually, you're right. Could be wrong. But anyway, yeah, I'm still cruising through the news. And, you know, it's crazy. This is, you know, more stuff. Now we're starting to see more shootings. Here's one that kind of looks interesting to look at here. It says, child fired Uzi at Arizona shooting range, actually killed instructor. accidentally. Let's see here. A 9-year-old girl learning to fire a submachine gun accidentally killed her instructor at a shooting range when the weapon recoiled over her shoulder, according to Arizona authorities. The instructor, 39-year-old Charles Baca, died at the hospital late Monday night after he was shot in the head. The Mohawk County Sheriff said the girl was with her parents. The website of Bullets and Burgers, the shooting range where the actual happened, said the children between the ages of 8 and 17 can shoot a weapon if occupied by a parent or guardian. Wow. It says here police identified the weapon as an Uzi, as an Israel-made submachine gun. Cell phone video released by authorities to the shows the moments before the fatal shots were fired. So, wow. Teach them young. Teach them how to get ready to go to war real young. Just throw them on in there. Teach them with an Uzi. Don't teach them with a slingshot or a BB gun. Give them an Uzi. Get serious. We need soldiers. One, two things. Either soldiers or inmates. Which one do you want? That's, you know, wow, man. That's, okay. I'm not losing my mind. The government's just driving me crazy. I got to get out of this show for a while. I need to seek help. Psychiatric help for the host. The host has lost his mind. But no. Yeah, you know, just flip it through the news. It's crazy. Okay, Mississippi Queen. Yeah, that was a good song. Absolutely. But yeah, man, I'm just waiting for what's next. This Obamacare thing, I've talked to so many people on that subject, and it's like, you know, they can't afford it, we can't do it. And there, a lot of people are opting out. Just go ahead and give me the fine. Go ahead and suck some more money out. It's a sucking system. These owners are sucking the money out of us. You have no more rights. It's over. I mean, look in the reality of this whole concept of this government. I mean, excuse me, corporation. That's the government. What is a government? You know, what should it really be? But we don't have that. We have a corporation that takes care of us because we know how to do it. Make sure you lock that belt in the locking position on your seatbelt. But if you don't, okay, if you in an accident, you weren't wearing your seatbelt, and you went through a windshield, and you survived it, you didn't die. You lived through the accident. All right? Does that mean you still get a ticket for not wearing a seatbelt? Of course it does, because you will get them. They will still write the tickets. Now, here this guy can't work no more. He's all beat up from a car wreck, you know, living on a machine, and he has a court date. Can you imagine being in a coma, and the cop comes and hands you a ticket, and you have no idea what the hell is going on? Wow. That's not the reality of it. That's how far they'll go. I mean, you know, look at the kid they shot in St. Louis. You know, the two cops shot him. You know, he's dead. He ain't going nowhere. So they're handcuffing him. Handcuffing a dead guy. I mean, what are these cops taught? I can't seem to understand where they get this shit from. Is this part of the training manual? I'm going to have to get a training manual on how to be a policeman. What do you do? Shoot and ask questions later. Seems to be the new way of going. But, you know, like I said, our rights are gone. A fair trial, you ain't ever going to get one. Might as well hang it up. I don't even know why people aren't thinking that shit. You know, things all going to be the best of favor because you're in there fear and worry. That's what you're scared. You are scared when you walk in the door of that place. Because you know, that's how they work it, man. I mean, I did a whole series a week on plea bargaining. This is how the prison system works, the outside prison system. In and out, you're in prison. They con you into it. They scare you. They extort you into this. I mean, come on, man. What right person in their right mind is going to take a deal? Well, you know, you didn't have a driver's license. no insurance, you weren't wearing a seatbelt, look, here's the deal. I'll give you a year probation, $1,000 fine, if you cop out to saying you're guilty of doing it. But if you don't, and I take you to trial, I'm going to get you 20 years in prison. So what's the better deal? I ain't like that extortion. That is straight up extortion. It's illegal. Why don't they stop it? Because they make up the rules as they go along. That's what you get as they go along. That's why we're all fucked, and it always costs us money. Every time we turn around, it's going to cost money. Either you're going to get fined, or you're going to buy a piece of gum or a drop of gas, you pay. Free money. That is the best way to get money. Free. Free money. And that's how they do it. Anytime money changes hands, that's what they do. They take it off your labor, off your back. These people don't do nothing. So anyway, well, Gunslinger, I got you on here, bro, so you want to chime in anytime, just go for it. Anyway, you know, in society, it's too stupid to fight it. They won't do nothing about it. Most people won't do shit about none of this. They're completely numb, like I said. They don't give a shit. I'm just going to live my life, drink my beer, and, you know, that's it. Well, that's fun. I have nothing against it. I drink beer, smoke cigarettes, drink with it. But the thing is, people, I don't want to be bothered with it. That's always the good way to go. I just don't want to be bothered with it. It's not my problem. And see, it ain't their problem until it happens to them. That's what the people, you know, then once it happens to them, they're all about it, you know. And then once it's over, they forget all about it again. No, I'm going back to the same dumb way I am. I don't give a shit. That's their problem, not mine. Oh, my God, they got me again. You know, you pay that property tax, personal property tax, and vehicle tax, and tax on tax, and tax on tax, and, you know. I like poor people. You're better off being poor. I'm serious. You are better off being poor. Being a middle class, you're a victim. Middle class people are straight up victims. And I love them, too. I love these people who think they're better than everybody else. They got to have a nice car, a nice house, and shit like that. They live off their credit cards. I love that, too. Love it. And the credit card, that's another raping system. You know, if you're late 1 minute, it goes from 3% to 29.9% interest forever. You agreed to it. You signed the papers. Yeah, that's what you got to face. So you have to be on the straight and narrow all the time. You cannot forget nothing. Don't forget the appointment of the time it is due. You know, pay them the money. They want it, they're going to take it. And if they don't get what they want when they want it, they're going to check it up more. And they're going to take more money and more money and more money and threaten you and all kinds of shit. That's it. I myself, personally, I don't fear them. Fuck them. You know, I'll call me. Matter of fact, I did get a phone call from a collection agency. I let a bill slip at the veterinarian's office. I'm like, oh, shit. So a collection agency called me. Who are you? And I said, man, no, I pay my bills. There's something wrong. So I had to go back to the bank, and it didn't get paid. Bad me. $93, you know. And they didn't charge me no extra. They just charged me $93 out. And I was giving it, hey, sure, I'll pay you. But I just don't take phone calls and be told, well, you owe money, ever, until I confirm it. But I did. It did slip. But anyway, they're paid. I don't owe them nothing. You know, I mean, I'll buy my beer next time I'm around, but hey. Yeah. Once you get into this cash, but higher interest, you're forced to. Yeah, forced to use cash, but they're trying to get rid of cash, East Coast. They're trying to get rid of cash. They want that shit to go away. They want to have full control of your money. And they're working on it. This is going to happen. Don't think they're not. They're going to be pushing that plastic. Any exchange of money you're going to do here shortly, it's all going to be in fact of you're going to have a piece of plastic to do it. You go to a yard sale, you're going to have a credit card swiper. I mean, they got credit card swipers for cell phones, man. That's how close it's getting to a cashless society. That's a given. Welcome to your prison. I'm not kidding you. There ain't no more under the table shit going to happen no more. You think you ain't got enough money now? And you can't make a hustle on the side no more? Trust me. It's going to get bad. Once that money paper's gone, paper money's gone, these numbers are going to get real uptight. Then it's really going to get bad, I think. But I think this one class before it gets that. I don't think it'll make it to that point, but I think that the whole damn dollar's going to collapse. You know, it comes straight to the end it's coming to. It's in the math. and we keep on, you know, we just keep on doing what we do. And I'm just, you know, I'm completely tired of it. People are sad. But some people are waking up to this shit, finally. You know, I think the information highway with the internet is coming on. And some cops are even starting to wake up to a little bit. Because they're getting a little concerned and worried. You know, I mean, if a police force has 10 cops, but you have 100,000 people around you, you know, mass mobs can do massive damage fast. You know, like that deal down in Ferguson, that looting and bullshit, that was unnecessary. That was ignorant, but hey, opportunity. They took the opportunity to do it. And there are a lot of poor people there, too. Poor people are going to do what they got to do. They see opportunity, they're going to jump on it. And they did just that. They jumped on it. So I can't blame them either. I mean, it hurts the area, but also hurts some assholes sucking money, too. That kills their tax revenue. They lose one of their milk cows. They lose that taxer. You know, that business is sucking that retail tax off these people who come in there. Yeah, they lose money. Yeah. You ain't just hurting the business owner, you're also hurting the economic money suckers. You know, the city. They don't see that tax dollar and piss on them. You know, but I think it should have went a different way. You know, I don't think looting and tearing shit was the answer. But, you know, people are going to do what they do. And we're going to see more of this, I think, coming up. I think you're going to see more protests and until it all collapses. It's got to come. It's got to come to an end eventually. Every big system has collapsed. They can't live forever because there's so much manipulation in the system. You got so much corruption in the system. You got a corrupt system. It can't support itself. It can't sustain nothing. It will collapse. And that's a fact. It can't survive. It's going to eat itself up, and that's what this is doing. It's eating itself up. You know, so always remember, when you vote for a president, you're not voting for a president of a government or country. You're voting for a president of a corporation. That's what you live under, corporate rule. Everybody does, and that's why my topic is the fact you're in prison. I mean, nobody wants to be in prison in their right mind, you know. But we're in a type prison, and we're under assault martial law. I mean, as long as there's a war, you can have martial law. I don't know. I think it's I can't remember if it's categorized, you know, a certain level of martial law or whatever, blah. But since 9/11, we pretty well went under that gun. And they're just trying to retrofit shit, trying to retrofit into, you know, ease it in slowly, you know. Yeah, you're right, East Coast. Right. Well, Bernanke said back in, 2010, he's going to pump $80 billion a month in the system because he has to keep it running. And then come to find out it was $164 billion a month they wound up shoving in the system. So they got to keep pumping it in there. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. They're going to keep pumping and pumping and pumping until, you know, they can't pump no more. Eventually, it's going to have to come to an end. I believe that. I believe it's going to eventually come to the actual end. I mean, I don't wish nobody any ill will. I don't want nobody to get hurt or, you know, have any problems. It's going to happen. You know, there's only going to be one class. And I don't get the classification shit either. I mean, what class am I? I'm a no class. I have no class. So, you know, I mean, I have class, but I mean, I have no class. I'm not rich. I'm not poor. I'm not middle class. So what the hell am I? What would I be called? Poor? I didn't say poor. What am I saying? It's three choices. You have three choices. Poor, middle class, and upper class. So lower class, middle class, upper class. And there's me, no class. So I qualify. I wonder if I can get a check for that, being a no-class kind of guy. But, man, it gets crazier by the minute. Well, I see Iggy Mom's in the room. I didn't see you out there, Iggy Mom. Sorry about that. How you doing tonight? Hope you're doing good. I don't know where my co-host is at. Hope she's all right. Yeah, $15 trillion, right? Yeah, but it's still... I don't see the debt going down. And it's not my debt. Not my debt. I didn't spend the money. I didn't want to spend the money. They spent the money. So they should be responsible for the money, not me. I shouldn't have to be the one because of what they wanted to do. And why is all these wars between corporate interests? I don't know. I don't see the favoritism of this. I mean, right. I mean, if we was a strict communist company, this show would not exist. We wouldn't be talking. Okay. I get that, East Coast. That's it. Nobody says nothing about the debt. What about it? I mean, why? It can never be paid. I mean, you can never pay it off. But the GDP ain't nothing compared to what's needed. I don't know. Hey, Doc, what's happening? I don't know. We're in trouble, man. I mean, this country's in a massive amount of trouble financially. You know, it's like the country, the people of the country ain't broke. It's the government that's broke. And we're just being taken down to tubes, I think. That's my opinion, but hey, we all have one, don't we? Man, what a night. But anyway, I just been going through a lot of different things on why I came up with the topic of it being a prison. That we live in, because it pretty well is. There's too many rules, man. I mean, there's a law firm. I don't even know actually how many laws have actually been written. Does anybody know that question? How many actual laws has been written since the United States became a country, and they actually still have effect today? How many of them? I think they come up. I think it's average between 60,000-80,000 laws a year.
It's probably close to that, I imagine. I wouldn't be a bit surprised. It's a gunslinger, but you know, with these people that make up these laws, I mean, you can't turn around once unless you break some type of law. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, a civilized society has to have laws. We can't be a lawless society. As long as you don't, you know, interfere with other people's rights or, you know, harm other people or stuff like that. Got to have a few laws in place. I mean, you know, can't go around, you know, shooting your neighbor, you know.
But laws should be called rules, the rules of the game.
Yeah,
you break this rule, this is what you get. You know, but these are too many rules. You know what I'm talking about, man. They try to control every aspect of our lives. What you can and cannot do.
No.
You see?
That's why there's so much rebellion in this country, because they've got so many laws. You start pushing people down and down and then finally putting your foot on their head and try to squash them into the ground, they're going to start fighting back. Okay? And I love to use the analogy of just like a cornered animal, a wild animal. You corner a wild animal and he sees an opportunity to bolt, and if you're standing in front of that wild animal, it's going to tear your ass up trying to get away. Okay,
yeah.
So it's the same thing with the American people. They're just pushing everybody into a corner, pushing them into these cities. Okay, and just throwing more rules and laws and ordinances and you know name it. Okay. You can't have your grass over so many inches. You got to paint your house a certain color. You can only have a certain size house. It can only be one story. It can be only have 1.5 bathrooms. It's crazy. You can't wash your car in your own driveway.
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
it's totally insane. That is crazy. Those kinds of laws are absolutely insanity. Now, I can maybe see if you live in a filthy rich area and you want to keep your property values up, you wouldn't want a pig pen or a pig farm right next to you. Now, I can see that, okay. But if you're out in urban, you know, or even rural countryside, then what the hell do they have the right to come over there and tell you what to do? Oh, you got to mow your grass. Oh, you got to do this. Oh, you can't have that pond now. No, 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 no. Tis, tis. No. See my point here?
Well, like they tried it here. They were talking about, they had a meeting one time, county meeting, and I went to it, and they were talking metering wells.
Yeah.
And I had to be the first one to stand up. You know me. I looked at them, I said, are you completely out of your fucking minds? Really? I paid for that well to get drilled in my property. That's mine. I own that water company. It belongs to me, not you. But that's the type of shit they're trying, they want to do. Now, I mean, they want to control the whole water network system in any little town or any little county. You know what I mean? It's a way of sucking money. It's robbery. You're being robbed. And nobody stands up to them. They just give in to them. You know, slaves just give in to the master. You know? I told Pops, of course, how to feel that was master.
Yeah, they're cops, you know, same thing with the cops. They think you're the slave now. They're the masters. Okay? Sorry.
Right,
you're a public
right.
servant. You are a public servant. You are
yep,
my
totally
slave.
Around.
Yeah, completely
right.
ass backwards. So this is the
right.
way this world is getting. And especially,
right.
well, water wells, too. I mean, you know, because you own, that, just like you said, you pay into that water company, you own that bastard, okay? It's just like if you pay property taxes into a city. Well, by God, I own that city. As long as I'm paying taxes and I'm going out here and working my balls off to pay your theft charges, and that's all they are is theft charges, okay?
Mm-hmm.
By God,
right.
I own part of this city, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll double dog, triple dog dare you to tell me that I don't.
Right.
But
yeah, I'm part of the
cities.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but they don't tell you that shit.
I'm the stockholder, and that's exactly what people are in cities. They're the stockholders of the city, but the stockholders never jump up and scream about anything. Well, unless they want an outhouse pass as a bond, you know. Oh, they'll go up there and vote for that, or they want to build a crystal cathedral for their great and glorious city hall. You've seen them. I've seen them.
Okay. In my courthouse, here in my county I live in, you walk in, you walk around the corner to head towards the courtrooms, and it's got a big, in gold letters, just like it is on money, same type of lettering, "In God We Trust." Like, you dirty motherfuckers. You know,
you gotta be kidding.
Look at that. No, I'm not kidding. Matter of fact, I'm going there one day, I'm going to shoot a picture of it. You know what I mean? I'm going to go inside and just take a picture of that, "In God We Trust." You know, and there's
well,
just
yeah.
like on money gold. It's in gold lettering. I'm serious, man. And I thought church and state were separate. See what
well,
I mean?
Supposed to be. They're supposed to be. Well, it's the same thing
well,
the county that
not.
I live in. Yeah, no, apparently not. It's the same thing as the county that I live in. The county courthouse is an old courthouse. This place, I mean, this courthouse has probably been around since the early 1800s because it's a farming.
Uh-huh.
You know, county, just right outside of Dallas, right outside of Dallas County. But the little city that I live by, I still live in this county, but the little city right next to me, you ought to go over there and see their brand new city hall. Oh, my God, you talk about fancy, you know, stone floors, colored glass. I mean,
oh,
it looks
yeah.
like a mansion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks literally like a mansion.
Built
yeah.
new jail,
yeah.
new courthouse. And I've seen them. They brought this stuff, these sections, these cell blocks, these cell units, and on trains, big concrete cell units. You know, I mean, it's massive. I mean, it's like a battle station. You know, and it's a little county, a little rural county. But they built this big massive thing because they wanted to get federal prisoners in to make more money. And if you go stay in this jail, it's $45 a night they charge you. $45 a night they charge you to stay in their jail. Thank
oh,
God.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Ain't that some bullshit? Even though we're supposed to be taxpayers paying for that shit, it's just doing paying for
yeah,
it. They get double dipping money. It's tax money plus money from the individuals in jail. It has no job. It can never pay it, probably, ever. You know?
No, it's as long as they can keep the crime going. See, that's why they don't want to try to reduce crime in law enforcement, okay? They don't want to reduce crime because if they reduce crime,
no.
that means that their money cow kind of dries up a little bit. Just think about if McDonald's closed down their drive-thru, McDonald's would damn near go out of business, okay? They would literally
right.
damn near go out of business.
Right.
So
them,
we've
right.
got, yeah, it would hit them hard. We've got a jail in Dallas, okay? It's the second largest city in Texas, okay? They just added on this sucker like 3 years ago, I guess, somewhere around in there. It's a huge complex with four huge tall towers. These things got to be at least 13 stories, maybe even 15 stories. They got the north, south, east, and west tower, okay? That sucker, any time, day or night, and it's almost filled to capacity, can hold 10,000 people, 10,000 inmates. In that jail, that one County Jail in Dallas. Don't believe me? Called a Loose Theric Justice Center in downtown Dallas, right out the outskirts of downtown. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
10,000 inmates, any given time.
Well, that goes to show you. Why do they have to keep expanding these jails? If think this way, man. Would you ever think if they keep expanding these jails and popping up new ones, that eventually all the lands would be covered by one big jail?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Really? And you got these private contractor prisons. You know? Wow. I mean, I'm thinking hard, man. You know what I mean? I'm thinking about popping up a little mini prison. You know, house about maybe 100 people in it? Why not? How could you go wrong? Just need to find out what it takes to build one of these things. Don't look like much to me. A couple million here and there. Throw it up. Hook it up. There you go. Guaranteed money. Guaranteed renters. Guaranteed occupancy. You know, you're guaranteed, okay, you're charging, say, $45 a day times 100. How would you like to have that paycheck every day? That's per day. Wow. What a paycheck.
Oh, it's a beautiful paycheck.
You know,
and they just sit around, you know, thinking up more laws. They lobby the council or whoever they lobby, so they can pass more laws, and then the more laws they pass, the more money that they can send the cops out there after you, so they can collect. Cops are no longer cops these days. They're not to serve and protect.
No.
To serve and revenue.
They're policy officers. They're policy
officers. The revenueers for the city or the county or whatever.
It's corporate policies. That's what they do. That's
corporate.
What they get you for. Right. Corporate policies. Revenue. Yeah, exactly. You're right. Both ways. Either way you want to cut it. That's right. It's no more serve and protect. Fuck that. No, we don't protect you. Like now, when you call the police, I said this before in my show, when you hear dispatcher over the radio, you have a call for service. What the fuck is that? A call for service.
Are
you going to deliver? Yeah, get my ass kicked, but would you bring a pizza to and a six-pack, motherfucker? I'd appreciate it.
Any way they can grab money, they're into it.
In a jail system. I mean, think about it, Gunslinger. Not only are you getting paid for every day that the inmate's in there, you're also going to have a manufacturing factory next to that prison that you're going to pay these inmates a nickel to a quarter a day to manufacture shit that's making you buku money. So you're getting, you ain't paying them nothing, really. You're just going to take a 25-cent hour loss in what you have them prohibited for. So you got the state, the government paying for it. Anyway, the government's paying. Damn, I missed my calling. I got to call some people with the money. I got to build a prison. Shit. I mean, that one judge out there got life in jail for 20 years for, you know, selling them kids out. Selling them. Sends over a little bitty Mickey Mouse shit to a private corporation. Like that kickback money. That's a sick motherfucker there. You know, that just pisses me off when I hear that. I mean, here is a judge, somebody that's supposed to be, you know, fair and impartial, sending kids for missing homework to 3 to 4 months in juvenile. 6 months, year. Missed too much school. Shit like that. Come on, man. And they're not very well taken care of either. You know, they practically starved them to death. But how long it took for them to come to justice? But how long it took to stop them? This went on for a long time, man.
Because they want to do it minimally so they can collect the most of the money. I mean, they could.
Mm-hmm.
They would actually starve you, literally starve you to death if they could.
Right.
Okay. They would. And that's where they
people with a medical condition. People with medical conditions going to hospital or in prison. I feel sorry for them. Man, it's if something goes wrong with them, you ain't gonna get no help in there. Matter of fact, they charge you if you get help. I taught people lessons on that one. If you ever go to jail, never sign nothing. Don't sign shit. Because you're entering contracts. Don't sign nothing. I mean nothing, folks. Don't sign a thing. Especially a medical waiver. You sign a medical waiver, they'll say, well, we need this so in case you need help, we can treat you. Lying motherfucker. No, you're not. Yeah, that's in there, but also you got the one in there, it cost me. I'm responsible for the bill. Fuck you. You're responsible. If I jam my toe or stub my foot, whatever, you're going to pay me. And I'm going to sue you because I got hurt on your property, fuck. Because them courthouses ain't taxpayers. That's bullshit, too. They're owned by somebody else. Then they're leased out to the county. In other words, they actually own it, they lease it out to themselves. I'm serious. It's some bullshit. It's heavy, heavy bullshit. It's insane. Wow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, because they don't want, like I said, they don't want the criminal systems to slow down. They want to increase it. Why do you think we got a police
right.
state?
They want to keep, they want that revenue going. Yeah, exactly.
They want that revenue going. They want to keep everybody in, you know, in and out of jail. You know, because look who money, yep. look, money, I got money on my mind. Look who makes money. Cops, the jail, the prison, the court, attorneys. Hint, hint. So, you know they're going to always, these attorneys are going to lobby, get their lobbyist or whatever to do all this stuff and, you know, pass all these crazy-ass rules. That's what police stands for. Police policy enforcers. Just like you said, it's policy. It's not law.
Yep.
Okay, the law was
That's
set
right.
up in the Constitution. That is the real law. Anything after that,
right.
bullshit. It's bullshit.
That's right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Going 5 miles over the speed limit, bullshit. Growing your grass
yep.
3 inches taller, bullshit. It's just color of law. That's all it is.
That's
so,
right.
People don't know that.
Right. It's all
people don't know
law.
That.
Contract. Everything falls under contract.
Contract.
You know, it's like when I mentioned before on the show is, you know, claim your name. A lot of people, what are you talking about? Well, you're a bandit. You're a bandit when you're a child. I'm serious. You are a bandit. And you can claim yourself at the age of 5. Big, rich people know this. They do this. They teach your children this shit. You got to claim your name. You know, and they will claim it. They will do it. So any contract that comes in front of you, you have the legal right to dispute it. Or you don't have to enter the contract at all. As long as you don't sign your name, you enter the contract. So they can't dispute it. See what I'm saying? If you never was in a contract, they can't dispute the contract because you're never involved in the contract. That's why you keep your mouth shut. And they tell you that. You have the right to face out. That don't really mean shit. They're just still under contract. As soon as you got pulled over, that cop said one word to you, and five back to you went under contract. And the cops don't even know it. They just tell, they teach the cop how to talk to people. That's all it takes. They don't know what they're doing. You know, a lot of them have a clue. So
no, most of the cops don't. Most of the cops don't. I mean, you go, what, 8 weeks to cop school and put you out there on the street, and now
right.
you're a cop.
Right.
Okay, they give you
right.
a badge, they give you a gun.
You have to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
Right.
And compared to lawyers, and this is what's dangerous about these people, because when you only have 8 weeks of training and you get a badge, you know, a pretty little star on your chest, you know, a little star and them fancy little patches on your shoulders and a big old hand cannon, okay, on your side. You think you're God. You really do. Now, are there good cops out there? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are good cops out there that wants to go by the Constitution. There's good sheriffs out there that wants to go by the Constitution and tries to, you know, as much as possible that they can, that their bosses will let them get away with. Okay.
Right.
But there's
right,
also
exactly.
these assholes out there. There's also these assholes out here that put on these ninja suits, okay, or dress up like a soldier, okay, carrying these damn automatic weapons, driving them MRADs, you know, military vehicles, shooting tear gas at people, that's CS gas that's supposed to have been banned by the Geneva Convention. But yet nobody screams. Nobody really jumps up and paws the ground except when somebody gets shot. Well, hell, gee whiz, how about doing that before somebody gets shot? What does it take, you
right.
know, to stand up and say, hey, take off your goddamn uniform, put it on like a regular cop uniform, get rid of these damn automatic machine guns you carry around like, you know, like a Rambo, okay? Get rid of these damn MRADs. You don't need these damn things, okay, especially in small cities and, you know, small towns. They have no use for these things. They're designed for one thing, war zone. That's it.
Yep.
Now, if you want a real heavy-duty armored personnel carrier, get you a damn bank truck, an armored car. They're just as armored, okay? And how many, I mean, these things are mine resistant, they, you know, the whole nine yards, you know, thick bulletproof steel, all this stuff. How many landmines do you see in the streets of America today, for God's sakes?
Right. hey, Gunslinger. Gunslinger, I could answer that real easy. Driving New York, driving Manhattan and the five boroughs, and you'll find a whole bunch of craters called potholes. Those things will blow up your car just as easy as a bomb would.
Might fall in one of them damn things, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. What happened to my grip?
Well,
it fell out.
I wasn't going to ask for my mic to be opened until I got done eating my dinner. I just got home a little while ago.
So
I figured, you know, let me eat first, then I'll go on the mic. But then I heard Gunslinger say something about the Geneva Convention. Brakes have to be put on with that statement there, Gun. I hate to break it to you. The Geneva Convention only applies to soldiers in combat. It does not apply to the civilian populace.
Well, what about the UN? Didn't somebody outlaw, ban CF gas?
CF gas was outlawed by the Geneva Convention. It was outlawed by various countries within the United Nations, but there were some countries who did not agree with the ban because it was not a global ban. Technically, some countries can still use it. They just choose not to because it can poison the shit out of the populace.
And I blame the Greeks. That's what I blame.
Oh, now what
hey,
are you
open
on the Greeks for? Mike, Mike, I'm telling you, he's out to get you Greeks. I'm telling you right now.
We dance. The Greeks, they dance. You want extra tzatziki sauce? I give you extra tzatziki.
I'm confused. What's what? Greek or
cheeseburger? Cheeseburger. Pepsi, no Coke.
Pepsi.
Pepsi, no Coke.
No Coke, Pepsi.
Hey,
yeah.
What happened to 7-Up?
Shit.
Only in America. Only in America, my friend. Wow, my board just lit up like a Christmas tree. Damn.
Okay, the Hague Conventions, it was part of a Geneva Protocol, and it was the League of Nations was involved with it. Under the Hague Conventions in the early 1900s, it prohibited the use of asphyxiating, I'm reading it, poisonous or other gases, and analogous liquids, materials, and devices, and bacteriological methods of warfare. But it was regarding warfare. George is right. So it was, and then later it says later treaties did cover all of these aspects because it didn't cover anything about production, storage, or transfer. But later on it did cover that stuff in the 1972 Biological Weapons Convention and the 1993 Chemical Weapons Convention. A number of countries submitted reservations when becoming parties to the Geneva Protocol, but so it was covered, but it was war related. But you know, it's interesting. I mean, they had the Hague Convention, the first one, I forget when it was, in the 1800s, late 1800s, and then again in 1907, didn't stop them from using the gas in World War One, did it?
No, not really.
No, that was a big thing. I was like, are you kidding?
It reminds us, you know, if we don't learn from the mistakes of our past, we're doomed to repeat.
I'll tell you, I found a gas shell from a 75-millimeter French World War One artillery round, complete. And I found it in an antique shop upstate, and I had Lisa and I had the dogs with me in the car. This happened a few years ago. And the guy at the antique shop didn't care. He said, how much for that round? And the projectile was sitting in its brass. And he said, $10. Okay. And there were a bunch of other rounds, different calibers that were around it, 37 millimeter, and a bunch of other ones. And the other ones I saw that they were deactivated. I wasn't worried about it. The 75 millimeter French was a gas shell, and it wasn't deactivated. And you don't see those. Those are rare. Because who's going to deactivate it? Here, Fred, do me a favor. Open that up. Fuck you. You open it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
what are you going to get here? Do me a favor. I want to bring this home as a souvenir. Can you open it up? No.
Well, when you say a gas round, are you talking about it's got compressed gas in it?
No, it's got, what they did is they had the gas, the liquid that was in there, that when it got exposed and it hit the air, this stuff would spread, and there was a charge that was in it. And what happened was the detonator on the nose of the thing, I've got a picture of it somewhere I can dig out for you, or if you want, I can run downstairs and take a picture of it. There's a shaft that fits down, has the detonator, the mechanism for it, and what they did was they coated it with lead. Yeah, they coated it with lead so that the material, it's like an acid. The gas wouldn't eat away at the metal as it's sitting down in there. The lead would protect it. And so anyways, and I'm feeling the weight of it, but now any of us that aren't, I mean, this isn't 1918. So how do we know what that felt like and how much the weight was and everything? And it's heavy to begin with. So I bought it, and I'm walking towards the car, and I felt it, and I'm saying, Memorex or not? What are we doing here? I don't want to be driving down the road. What are we doing? And I said, you know, screw it. I started walking away from my wife, left her in the car with the dogs, and I started walking towards the far end of the guy's land, and I twisted the nose, and it moved. And I went, okay, let's go for it. And I unscrewed it, and there was nothing, no noise, because I was getting ready to just flip that thing sealed again. And I pulled it out, and it was never loaded. So it was totally clean. It was a demonstrator, a training one. Even though back then they didn't mark them. They didn't paint them blue. And in World War II, a lot of the trainers were inert. They painted them black, and they marked them with stencil, inert or training. But, you know, it's a scary thing because gas in World War I was, that was a terror. I mean, there were more guys that were gassed. It was horrible. And that's why everybody was afraid of it in World War II. They already got their lesson in World War I. Do we really want to go down that road again? No.
Well, what does it do? Does it
blow up and it blows lid like a
yeah,
like
it blows. The shell will blow when it hits, and then the gas spreads everywhere.
Ooh,
right. Nasty.
Yeah, nasty stuff. Really,
well,
really
hey guys,
not good stuff.
I got some other callers online here, so we're going to bring a couple more people on and see what's going on. See what's happening. Anyway, 212, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian, why don't you go fuck yourself, you son of a bitch?
Hey, caller, I got a question for you.
It's New York City.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
how about this? How about you take...
Yeah.
Your teeny tiny schlong, which you
gotta
find
cactus for your ass, you son of
a
bitch.
And turn around and shove it up your ass sideways.
Get
it
off my
so
fucking
smart,
show. This is my
it.
Show, bitch.
Ass white.
It's a New York City troll. Wow. We don't get
yeah,
two on Tuesday that often.
New York City troll.
Yeah.
That's outstanding. One of de Blasio's beautiful people. That's outstanding.
Yeah, that's one of de Blasio's guys.
Let's try another one. All right, let's try another one. Here we go. We're going to get these out here real quick. All right, 248, you're on the air. How's it going tonight?
Hey there, Ron. How you doing? XYZ here, and I think you're an asshole. You understand me?
Hey,
yes,
XYZ.
Yes.
Wait, triple break on your mouth? Yeah, fucking fuck.
Yeah, you fuck you, man. You suck.
And you had this homosexual problem how long?
Yeah, what's up, dude?
I need your credit card number to help you with my services.
Sure.
Hey!
Sure. It's a Royster card.
Saga's retarded in the chat room there, dude. Wow.
Hey, Ron, I want to ask you a question. Can I ask you a question? Since we've known each other for a while. Yeah, we've known each other for a while.
Yeah.
I'd like to, you know, go down in the basement and fuck it for a bit.
Oh, you want to service me? That's cool. I appreciate that. Well, thank you, man. Merry Christmas to you, too. All right, he's got to go. All right, next one, 559, you're on the air. What's your story?
Hi there. I'm Bob from Central California.
How's it going, Bob?
Oh, it's going real good.
What's on your mind tonight?
What I wanted to talk about tonight was I'm really frustrated with our federal government and their ban on medical peyote.
On who?
Oh, my God. That pisses me off, too, man.
Medical,
you're right.
Medical peyote?
Yeah, that helps a lot. Democrats rely on that before they vote. They usually partake in that. Yeah, I agree with you. That's a serious issue.
They like this, right.
Yeah, the Democrats and the liberals, they live on that stuff. That's terrible.
Yeah,
it's a shame
they can't have it. That's the problem. Yeah. I don't get it. Bullshit.
Wait, you don't get it? Well, medical peyote is scientifically proven to be the only way to meet up with Brad Carter and Dwight the janitor in the spirit world. Also, I think Nick was there.
Hey.
Every time I do peyote, I talk to Jerry Garcia, man. Me and Jerry have been bros for years.
I've been there, man. I've been there. I saw Jerry in The Voice. Hendrix was there, too.
It was, like, totally awesome, you know?
Yeah, man. The nice guy, dude.
Man.
The nice guy.
California is going to sink into the sea because of them earthquakes, man.
It did, man. I seen it happen. I seen it happen.
No, man. I'm
going to
tell you.
They rocked with their own rocks.
Check this out. This is what we're going to do. We're going to take Washington, Oregon, and California, and we're going to get a big saw, and we're just going to cut California off, and we'll float into the ocean. And we'll have medical peyote for everyone.
Well, cut out Washington, D.C., and send it down the fucking river, too. I'd be happy.
Send they're not really connected to the land, so I don't know how that would work.
Well, it's going to untie them and push them off.
Okay, I guess that could work. Maybe if we constructed some sort of, like, the large balloon and a ballast system, we could lift them. And maybe, I don't know. We might have to consult an engineer on that one. Or maybe next time I see Terry in the spirit world, he'll have a solution for me.
I hope so. Bring it back. Let us know, man. Let's talk.
The other thing I wanted to mention was George won't stop rubbing his cock in the chat room.
What?
Oh,
you've been trolled again.
I have a friend who's a chicken farmer.
It's a fucking ass wipe. Known as a troll.
Wait, I'm not an ass wipe, but that's rude.
So he comes on here to prove that fact. He comes on here to prove he's brainless.
Okay. All right. Well, I got two more here. I've got to go through real quick, so we'll get this done over real fast. All right. 505, you're on here. What's going on?
These idiots.
Hey, you didn't think you'd get rid of me that easily, did you?
You mean
no,
the mother?
Now listen to
I missed you. I missed you, man.
I
did
too.
You
your screen's blocking me. Your screeners, man,
well,
they're good.
You're cutting out, man.
Hey, listen. Do you hear me? Hey, come in. Raptor 1,
yeah,
here. Over.
Go ahead. Go right in.
Okay.
Copy.
Hey. Okay. All right. Copy that. 10-4. Now, listen here. All right, Ron. Ron, we're going to... I think you should just stop doing your show because it sucks. Okay?
That's what I say. I say the same thing. Yeah, I say that. Yeah, it does. It sucks.
Just give up, because you're not good. You're not like Carlito. You're not good. You can't keep an audience.
Hey, butthead. If a troll like you calls into a show like this that sucks, where does that make you, huh? A fucking sucker.
That makes me a vigilante. I'm a vigilante. A Blog Talk Radio vigilante.
I got a fart over you, a vigilante.
He's just jealous.
I'm a vigilante. You know, I get rid of these bad shows.
He can't afford to get the paychecks I get, so he can't afford it. He's jealous.
You know me. Come on, you're collecting unemployment. I can hear it in your voice.
No, I don't collect unemployment.
You're collecting.
Hey, Ron,
yeah,
you want something? The residual checks I get from from producers.
I've never collected unemployment.
Vacation.
I get
it out great.
www.garybroadstreet.com.
My residual
Alpha
checks
up,
I
man
get
up,
from the show.
You up.
My mailbox money I get from the music industry. You know, it ain't too bad. I might just lay around the house all day for one of these.
GaryBrodsky.com. Gary Brodsky.
Well, hey, what organization
are
you with? Does they pay you guys to do this trolling shit? You get paid to do this, right?
We're from GaryBrodsky.com.
Okay.
We're from GaryBrodsky.com.
Okay?
We teach people how to be alpha males, like you.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
really?
You teach people how to be idiots like you, you mean. God, I've heard.
You're fun, but you're boring the shit out of me, so you got to go, bro. See you later.
Yeah.
Okay, one more. We got one more here.
Very boring.
Yeah.
That
was
the most boring
troll
around.
Hey, Ron, where's that dumb bitch at that you always have on the fucking show, that fucking whore? Where the fuck is she at?
What, your mom in here, man.
A fucking, Gank wearing my fucking underwear on her head. And she, oh, no.
Your mom's not here, bro. You need to try her number.
And, no, I'm talking about...
Yeah, she's down on 233rd Avenue. Yeah. She was waiting for de Blasio to give to let her give him a blowjob.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow, I guess they're bored tonight, huh?
Of course.
I like them. Thank you, guys, because you make me make more money every time you call in. You just don't get it. You think you're fucking with Patricia Cosby to make more money? Because the more hits I get, the more money I get in my pocket. So keep it. Bring it on. Dumb bastards.
They just don't get it, do they, Ron?
They don't. It's funny, ain't it? It's, they crack me up. That goes to show how white society is so fucked up.
Yeah, like prime example, you know Cog comes to your show and he goes to mine and stuff like that. Well, you got a Cog wannabe in the chat room. Cog is retarded, he is the screen name. I mean, get a load of this guy. Talk about a wuss. Doesn't even have the balls to fall in.
No. No, that's okay, Jensen. I don't pay attention to this shit.
And here comes a troll flood.
They must have a website where they notify each other. Come on, we're all congregating over here. But once they can't get on, they get bored, they leave.
Yeah. You see that administrator? See the administrator just took that one out. Breaking the rules. Breaking up is hard to do.
And you got another one who wants to be a dickhead. No pun intended.
Nah, I don't pay attention, I'm telling you. Why does these trolls want to rub cocks out here lately? What's up? Something going on with the trolls? Do you think they have a virus?
Yeah, I think it might be part of Obamacare or something. Maybe they have like some sort of issues. I don't know.
Well, you know what it is? They're getting all kinds of lubricant from Obamacare.
Well, it must be what it is, I guess.
Yeah, they can.
But you notice the voices? A lot of them are young. A lot of them are really young. I mean, the older, they're either really older or they're young.
Young and stupid.
Yeah.
Young and stupid.
It's entertainment for them. They probably get high, and that's it.
Just call them
when they're buzzing. It's entertainment. Hey, you know, smoke a DD,
Show that you're an asshole.
They come into my show. I got the moderator switch on now whenever I open the chat room. They come into the chat room thinking that their words are going to get seen by everybody in the chat room, right? The dumbass don't get it.
Yeah, I know. The only one sees them is us.
That's it.
You know what's
even funnier? They call up the show, ask if they're on the air. So I tell them, yeah, you're on the air. And they are for the most part. But as soon as they start talking their dumb shit, I say, fuck you, goodbye, you're done, you're toast. You're an asshole. I even played the I-95 song for the trolls to let them know they were assholes. I figure like this. If they're gonna come on my show and waste their time, I'm gonna let them know how much of an asshole they are.
Hmm.
Well, sure. I just let them run with it. I'd love taking full control of my show, but I have to.
No, of course not.
They're fun. Yeah, they're not gonna take over the show. They ain't gonna give me off the subject. I don't care what.
Hey, Smokey, catch you later, man.
Anyway, let's try one more. These are fun. Let's try this one. 404, you're on the air. How's it going?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, 404. What's on your mind?
Hey, Ron, who's the fucking dick clips you got on the show with you? You motherfucker.
Hey.
Motherfucker, you licking each other's assholes.
Dude, you get your cock out of your mouth. I can't understand. Are you from New York?
He's from New York.
You son of a bitch. You
soft
bottom motherfucker.
What?
I'm over there putting cactus in your asshole.
You ain't going to do nothing, bitch.
You're the ones that pay $400 a goddamn year to broadcast.
Shut up, motherfucker.
Hey,
I just shut your dick
out. Hey, Martin's in his mouth. I understand. I used to say that you got marbles in your mouth. No, you got Obama's balls in your mouth. So your mother, go down to 233rd Street and the 3rd Avenue in the Bronx and, put her out on the corner. Drop your pants, because that's what you do with her anyway, and then turn around and let her have you. Show people what you really are, a fucking putz. Right, Ron?
Yeah, well, he didn't last long, did he? He had to run away. I can't take it. You're too mean to me. Them people know too much.
Oh, right, Golf Dogs says, hey, check it out, man. Golf Dogs is like, is this a cussing show? I might call in.
I don't know, man.
Mary, no, Mary. No. Antoinette is actually good as a co-host, you see. But you got to understand, I didn't do my show. I didn't have a show to do tonight, so I come over here to have fun with my friends. And when I have fun with my friends, I give them all a good show.
Right. It's all about having fun. That's why we do these shows. We have more important shit we probably could be doing, but I like doing this better. I'm trying to help the ones who can't help themselves. I'm trying to bring the community together, of all of us people in the United States and in the world. I mean, since this is one of the best shows on the internet, I'm really proud to say. And of course, I'm here with some of the better people, which is one, Firefox News Online. That's an excellent show, very good guy. Garth Center runs that show, and he's very on top of his shit. So it's, I'm one of the top 10. I can't complain. I'm not featured because I don't want to be featured. I'm not the act of the week. But anyway, I've been threatened with it, though. But hey, what can I say? I just never accepted it yet. I just do what I do. Okay, there's a link. Just whoever popped in that don't look like it's too cool. It's probably a virus.
What do you got? Somebody else coming
on? I hear a lot of silence.
We got some new ones. Hold on. We got a new one. 724, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Make it like Jerry Springer.
Yeah, they call me the field Negro rapist.
Hey, thank you for joining us today, field rapist.
No problem.
For our first contestant, we'd like to ask you, what are your opinions about the federal government?
I like to jerk my dick, and it feels fantastic. George showed me how to do it.
Hey!
He's rubbing his
your
cock
mother
all over the
how
place.
To do that.
George is rubbing his dick all over your face. He's taking you to Pound Town, motherfucker.
Hey,
you're a bitch for muting
pound,
and them talking shit. You can't talk shit
if there was one thing, hey, listen, I'm going to teach you something here. Listen, hey, Cliff, if you had an ounce of brains, you'd be dangerous. If you had a whole brain, you'd be a moron, right? But in your case, they didn't have enough brains on the train, so you ended up left at the station. So...
Did they leave, or we have more?
Here's one that's been here. Let's bring this one back in.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome to the show.
Those people are idiots. I'm pretty good. How you doing? My name is Jason.
Not bad.
I'm calling from Angel Grove, California. I heard y'all talking about guns earlier. I just had a quick question. I don't know if you've heard of the Gustav gun. I heard about it on Breaking Bad. Is that actually a real gun, or is that just made for the show?
The what gun?
The Gustav gun.
I didn't hear you again. What type of gun?
A Gustav gun. They destroyed it with a thermite.
Is that the one that George used to rub his cock with?
Oh, listen to asshole! Hey,
that's not me.
Hey,
yeah.
You keep in, you're in denial. Your mother blew you as a child.
I am in denial. I am such a fucking alpha. GaryBrodsky.com.
Hey, story. Let me ask you something. When your mother gave you a blowjob, did she bite your nuts off in the process, or were you just born that way? I mean, really. The doctor slapped your mother instead of slapping you.
There was a circumcision that went wrong. Oh, you know what's fantastic?
Boy, I tell you what.
Show up, you little bitch.
Hey, listen. Listen. You know what? I'll tell you what. I'll be down at One Federal Plaza in New York City tomorrow afternoon at 3. Why don't you meet me there and tell me all about your little problems, especially the one you ain't got.
We rub our cocks over there.
If you catch
me. We rub our cocks while we're there. Shout out to Jason David Frank. And Dad.
What?
Okay. Oops, sorry about that. I'm sorry. It's
okay.
Wrong button. Sorry about
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, positively did not understand that.
I cut out the dad. I was cutting the wrong guy. This is a mild troll. He's not. He's getting new. No, he dropped out. Let's try this one. 626. Are you sick?
Hello.
Hello.
Are you there?
We're all here.
May we help you?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. This is Roy.
Hi, Roy. How's it going?
I'm just calling to... Oh, thank you for taking my call. Appreciate it.
We're waiting for the delivery. We're waiting
calling...
to see which angle you take.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're all ears.
Yes, I'm just calling to admit that Dwight raped me in the ass with the mop handle.
I know.
And, yes.
Yes.
He also used a cactus on me. Use a cactus and a mop handle.
Is it me or do these trolls actually have to think about what they're going to say while they're on the phone, barely conscious and capable of talking?
Okay. That's the end of that one.
Ron, can you block that Nixahoo in the chat room? He's becoming a pain in the ass. Flycatch even asked if we can block this guy.
Well, he disappeared.
Hi, Smokey.
Hey. Popping in and out.
What if he pops out? They can't be blocked.
No.
Yeah,
if he had gotten him before he ran, he would have been. He could have kicked him out of the door.
Oh.
For 24 hours, and that would have been the end of it. Smokey. whose names I don't know blocked. Good thing I do. I'd hate to have to sit here and laugh at them all night long.
Yeah, it gets funny though. I think it's so stupid.
It does. See, this is why I'm glad I'm here tonight, because I could sit here and laugh at some of these idiots.
You know how fast they leave if you just shut down like you did the administrator thing with the chat room, and all of a sudden they get bored because then they have no audience and they just go away.
Yeah, but that's only temporary, because it automatically turns itself off after a certain amount of time has elapsed.
Yeah, I agree with the golf dogs. The trolls, I bet you they're liberals. The bunch
that's
of liberals. Yep.
Of course they are.
No, that's all. They're pro-Obama and everything else. And I'm sure they're proud of Obama right now. Look at all the good work that he's done. Look how much good he's done for this country.
Yeah,
the world opinion, he's done so much for the world opinion. I mean, we are superstars now in the world. There's so much respect for this country. Guys, you should be proud of Obama and all your liberal policies, what they've done for the masses. You guys are unbelievable. They're just great job, guys. Hopefully Obama's going to change the rules and we'll get to put him in office again. What do you think? Yeah, you're very proud of it. Obama's unbelievable. And the liberals are great.
Yeah. You got to understand something too, guys. I mean, here's a president who's so clueless that today, while he was addressing the members of the American Legion addressing the American Legion, he barely got a claps out of them. I mean, literally, they did not applaud him like most people do.
No.
They gave him the sarcastic applause.
I'm surprised they didn't throw rocks and bottles.
Hey, look, at this point, you get a hell of a reception. I was talking to one of the guys that was working security for that during the graduation, and he said a couple of them stood up, but the bulk of them wouldn't stand up or anything or even acknowledge him, and it was a real slap in the face. He said, I saw it firsthand. He said, the media, I'm sure they controlled a lot of it, but, you know, edit it. But, the liberals, they've got a lot to be proud of.
Santa is a whore is giving you a reach around, Ron.
I appreciate that.
Came in, posted, and ran.
Yep. No, got kicked.
Oh, you kicked him out. Good one.
Yeah, kicked that one.
I need to do something here. Everybody in the chat room, bear with me. I just have to do this. Let's see here.
I just got that Nick sucking asshole, too.
Oh, Nick sucks his own ass, huh?
Yeah, I got him.
I got rid of him finally. Good.
Got him.
It's like target practice. Picking them off.
Yeah, it's like catching flies. It's like fly catching.
Hero to millions. Hero to millions. Is he talking about Obama?
Well,
Obama,
I like
the world master.
I like
Reba's
out there.
Yeah.
He's cool with me.
Ah, here's an interesting name. Inject Muslims with Ebola.
Where'd that name show up?
Underneath Gunslinger.
Yeah, that's creative.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
Administrator kick back in. Automatic administrator.
Very creative. Interesting and creative. No, seriously, there are some folks who will put stuff out there like that, basically because they don't like the Islamic world. Basically because the Islamic world sucks anyway.
Mm-hmm. See, look how upset they got when you mentioned Obama. Boy, they really that lit them up. They really love that.
Stupid bastards.
What's with his wife too? I mean, is she really a guy? A lot of people say it's a guy.
Sure does look like a guy.
look, Mike. I'll tell you what. One of these days, I'll send you over a picture that I saw of Michelle Obama.
Nick's back.
You know how they say that there are some women with more junk in the trunk?
Yeah.
Well, she's got more that stood under the hood, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's the one, Flycatch. Yep, that's the one. I thought it was freaking hilarious.
Do what? What am I missing?
Well, Flycatch said, the picture with the erection? That's the one. There was a picture of Michelle Obama with a slight boner. And I kid you not.
So the kids are adopted?
Yeah, she was wearing the green dress, right, Fly? I mean, shit. I sat here. I saw it. Somebody sent me the link to the picture. I damn near fell out of my chair laughing. I was freaking hysterical laughing. Mary. I mean, but you gotta. Come on. You, when it comes right down to it, with everything that she's opened her big mouth about. I mean, let's face it. With a shit for brains moron for a husband, it figures. It just figures. Well, let's put it this way. Truth is, Michelle Obama and her husband are idiots. And that's the truth. And if you think I'm kidding, watch them on TV sometime. Serious. They are idiots. She eats fast food, yet condemns kids for being obese. Go figure.
What's up, guys?
Ah, it's a gold
Hey, it's funny y'all brought that up because there actually is a video on YouTube, or it was on YouTube, about what y'all are talking about. And it demonstrates, it shows Michelle Obama or Michael Obama or whatever her name was or his name. God knows what the person is. But it's back playing college football. She was a college football player, and I've seen all the pictures that it showed up, and a lot of people, you like to say it's Photoshop, whatever. I mean, they got pictures and pictures and pictures on that video, and it makes you think. You know, what if? You know, hey, Obama's gay. We all know Obama's gay. And why not have a girlfriend that has a dick? Because that's what you want, okay? So this is pretty much
more
symptomatic of this entire administration.
You've got the go,
the liberals are going to go crazy.
You know what? You know
the
what?
Trolls are going to go insane.
You know what?
I love it. I love the trolls are going insane.
What makes you think they're not already?
She probably took over the whole football team. You know she did.
Yeah, this might be Mucciel's. This might be her teammate. This might be her teammates.
Oh my God.
But no, I just thought it was kind of runny. Yeah, y'all were talking about that. I said, you know, I actually had. I wish I had to save that video. It kind of grossed me out. I had to get rid of it. I should have saved it because I've heard this topic come up a bunch of times. And the fact is, the truth is that she is a transgender, and Obama likes gays. So put it two and two together, and there is no record or history of their two daughters. Birth certificates or anything about them, it's all gone. There is nothing. But
yeah,
two together.
Him.
I mean,
I didn't know that.
Nothing there.
That's weird. You figure that would have shown up.
Iggy Mom came through. She put a Vimeo.com video in. Irrefutable proof that Michelle Obama is a man.
There you go. That might be the one I was talking about. I'll check it out in a little while, Iggy. But that could be it. But, you know,
the picture is even. You look at the picture, you can tell it's been doctored. I hate to say it.
Wow.
That's a shame.
That's crazy.
But it's good for a laugh, at least.
I'm not sure that's the one. No, that's not the one that she just posted. It's not the one that I'm talking about. I've seen another one, and it was basically slides. It wasn't anything. It was slides, and it showed. It's kind of methodical. It goes through it and shows you slide by slide. It talks about the facial recognition. It's pretty in depth. The video I'm thinking about, and it shows you the changes that were made through the years to make Michael Michelle, okay? I mean, it's interesting, and yeah, you can dispute it. I know, and I can understand how people would, but because you think, oh my God, that can't be possible. You know, this is the first lady, quote unquote, of the country. But the fact is, this whole presidency is a fraud. Everybody knows it. Anybody that has any sense about them knows what's going on here. This is total fraud. Obama, why would somebody spend millions of dollars to suppress their identity?
That's what this guy has done. Okay.
Well, with all of the lawsuits at the time during 2008 when he was running the first time, you look at all the. I mean, that guy Philip Berg, the guy in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
He had evidence up the yazoo, and somehow, some way, he got the judge went in Obama's favor, saying that the lawyer had no standing.
Yep.
But yet, the evidence was mounting against Obama, and every court found in favor of Obama. Why? Because they're in his pocket.
Exactly. I mean, it's anybody that has something, you know, Obama in his own words said, how was it, anybody with something to hide, has something to hide? You know, he yep. talks about something to hide. Well, yeah. he's the very one that is doing the hiding. I mean, when you suppress your own personal records, you hide them. And Michelle's are hidden. And go do some Google research and see what you can find out about them two kids, where they came from. You're not going to find anything. They're all gone. They're basically, this is two people. They got together, and this is orchestrated. And they adopted these two kids, brought them in, and yeah, I mean you can read a lot into that, and I think there's more truth than false to it, because anybody that's this secretive is hiding something.
That's what I've yep. always said. Yep.
They're hiding something, guys. There's something major going on, and this would be the biggest deal that I've ever seen in this country in my lifetime, that a person can actually become the President of the United States under false pretenses, lying. He's lied to the American people. I know it. I hope you know it. But that's what's going on here. Go ahead, whoever's up.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, flip a coin, and here we go.
I'm sorry. We're about out of time anyway. If you guys want to hang out for a while, I'm going overtime. We've got like 2 minutes left. I know we got 54 seconds left.
Oh.
Minus a minute to go. Call now. 718-508-9813. Call now. Operators are standing by. And it will only cost you $1.99 for the first minute. $1.99 each additional minute after that.
Have your credit card ready.
Free for all, you know,
Ron, I just found a really interesting instructional video. One of the guys emailed it over to me, on how they drink and drive in Louisiana. I guess it's the redneck system. I never knew this. It's hysterical. Apparently, this guy has all sorts of videos out. I just put it up.
Thanks, Smokey. Glad you came, man. Yeah, I have to do that shit real quick. I have 2 seconds. I'm glad
yeah, Smokey,
thank
we'll
you
see
for
you later.
Crazy Nation Radio. All right.
But save
we're
that link
on.
If you can. You're going to laugh. I know you're going to appreciate it. And golf,
now
check it out.
I'm going to open up all the phone lines, except one. One, one, one caller, you're on the air. You know you didn't have your hand up. I'm dragging people in.
I put up the chat room. Anybody wanted to stay around and chat?
I heard one of the shows that I went on, they talked about an 800 number that was available.
Yeah, if you pay more for more premium service.
Oh, okay.
Ain't that nice? And most calls are you're unlimited phone calling. I mean, long distance is a thing of the past. You know, really.
Well, Ron, I'll tell you what. When I was young, good thing I didn't know about that. I think I would have taken that tip this guy put on here. Good thing I didn't do that when I was young. Shit, I didn't even think of it. It's a pretty slick trick. Yeah, I went on a show the other night. I'll tell you what. Iggy Mom, yeah. It was Guys, I never. It turned into a racist show. It was totally slanted. They said the white man redid the maps and geography to lie to everybody, and the world is not the way we think it is because all the maps are wrong. And what we think is south is actually north. And all the countries and everything, and everybody's sitting there listening to this guy going, yeah. Just beyond me. And I'm just listening to this going, these people vote. They actually vote. God help us. I'm hoping that the slice of the pie I was listening to on that show is incredibly small. But, yeah.
I believe I was just called into the show.
Hey, Naj, is that you?
Hey, man, I told you, whenever you guys mention race, I get a bad signal.
Holy shit, Naj. I was on that show last night, and they were talking about the maps being drawn up, that we can't trust the maps are all wrong, that the white man has made the...
What show was that, Mike?
You were there. I saw your name on there, so you must have seen.
I actually heard that, what he's talking about. Now,
are you kidding me?
This is the
man.
Problem, though. This is what happens when people...
What's up, Naj?
What's up, man? This is what happens when people slightly read things and then kind of make their own determination. You
oh,
know?
My God.
So what he was trying to say was that the maps that we know as the, you know, major maps are probably not accurate. The Peters map is probably more accurate. That's what he was trying to say. Well, just if you look up a Peters map, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's a huge difference in just what's actual reality and what we think of. But what that guy was talking about, he took that and made it into a whole nother thing by saying, oh, well, north is south and all that nonsense. So that's what happens when people skim over stuff and just make their own.
Oh, my God.
You know,
yeah,
make
everybody
their
was
own
agreeing
stuff.
With him. Nobody fixed it. Nobody contested it. They just let him run with it. And then it was going worse. There was another lady that came in afterwards, and it was, I'm listening to this going, why? Why are they even, what are they doing?
Mike, let me tell you something, man. As much as that show scares you, you should see me when I call into the conservative shows every once in a while when I can get on Blog Talk during the day. You should hear some of the stuff they talk about, man.
I saw a white supremacist talk show once. I didn't go on it.
Oh,
remember, I saw the
one.
Name. I was like, you got to be kidding me. It was some Aryan Nation bullshit. Are you going to kill
me?
Are you serious?
There's three of them on BTR that I know of, and there's also some ones who are called different names, but you might as well call them that. So, I mean, they're out there on both sides, man. But what can you do, man? Some people, they're just trying to find their way in the world. They're learning some things, and sometimes they take liberty with their information.
Oh, my God. I mean, it was entertaining. I was working while I was listening to it, and every now and then I'd stop and I'd look at the radio and go, are you fucking kidding me? What?
Yeah.
I don't know. But they're definitely out there. I mean, I had... On one of the, there was a chat room. It was a forum, and it was historians forum for. And we were in there, and collectors and historians, and we're exchanging information. And all of a sudden, the lady who owned the forum, she started allowing white supremacist neo-Nazis to come in, and a bunch of us, the older collectors, we contacted her. I called her up, and I said, if you don't stop these people from coming in, we're leaving. And she said, well, no, I've listened to and I've read quite a bit of what they offered, and they make sense. They make sense. They what? And so I got into an argument with one of them, started with the Hitler good old boy shit, and I told them, I said, listen, if you're going to come on this forum, put a fucking toupee on, because we're not going to put up with any of your skinhead bullshit.
Yeah. And, Mike, that's tough on you, though, because if you're a collector of that era, people are going to think certain things about you unless they talk to you, and that's the sad thing about it, because of those folks.
They generalize. They're going to generalize. They want to put everything in a little compartment, and they say, oh, he's got Nazi stuff. Oh, this guy's got to be a Nazi.
Yep,
they have no clue. I mean, that's true. I mean, I went through it with the New York Times. There was an interview that they did with me, and the first reaction from
were
the reporter.
Were the Greeks Nazis?
You know something? The weirdest thing happened to me with everything with history. Down the street from me, this happened 6 years ago. Down the street from me, there was an apartment building. It was a high multi-story. And the superintendent called me up. He said, you know, Mike, there's a lot of Nazi stuff, pictures and everything else. Somebody just put in the dumpster. One of the tenants died. I went, what? So I went flying down there. I jumped in that dumpster in a heartbeat. And I dug out all sorts of paperwork and everything, and it turns out the family hated the father. The father served in World War II on the German side. He worked for the agency that controlled the food that was rationed to Greece. In other words, if you're the main German, like the OKH, Oberkommando, the Heers, or the OKW for the Wehrmacht, Overcommand would decide what they were looting from different countries in Europe, and then they'd say, okay, we need this many tons of wheat for Germany, this many tons of whatever food has to go to Holland, to France, to Italy, and it was rationed out so that they had enough food and everything for the army. This motherfucker down the street from me was the one who controlled how much food and rations were given back to Greece for the civilians. Civilians were starving. A lot of them in Athens died. There was no food. The ones in the villages were okay. They could grow it. But it was a huge black market. And little did I know, this close to me, this guy lived right down the street. Man, I love would have loved to have met him. I would have loved to have met him. So, yeah, I ended up with his whole archive, all this paperwork and everything, picture of him in his rad uniform, Reichsarbeitsdienst. It's German work service, you know, like our CCC that we had. But you never know. It's a small world. But anyways, yeah, the reporter came in the room, took a look, and said, what's the sense of saving all this? It's been photographed. What?
I got a question for Naj. Is Naj still here?
Yeah. Naj.
Are you there?
Yo, Naj. Oh,
yeah. Maybe he's not there.
Oh, I thought he was there.
Ron?
I was going to ask him if he's even there, what he thought would take place or what he thinks will take place when or if, like big if they do not bring charges against this guy from Ferguson, the cop. What does he think is going to take place within the community, specifically the black community? But I guess we lost.
Well, Naj, he's probably running two shows at once right now. So he could be over at that other show.
Well, Dolph, I'll put this to you, all right? If the grand jury comes back with no indictment, the whole damn place is going to erupt, and I do mean erupt. There is going to be rioting in the streets. There's going to be a whole problem with looting, and there's going to be people out there ending up either dead or in the hospital.
Then they can rewrite the maps.
And then to top matters off, don't expect it to be secluded to just Ferguson. It's going to end up crossing state lines and going into various states. Hell, New York, down in Times Square, they had a protest for Michael Brown. What, about a week or two ago?
This is going to be. I see this as being the Trayvon Martin times 10.
No. Trayvon Martin was a walk through a carnival compared to what this is going to be. This is going to end up being, and I'll tell you right now, ain't no damn false flag or none of that shit. This is going to be one big fucking mess.
Right.
And I do
agree with
that.
A
mess.
The facts are, when the truth be told, okay, the truth be told, and call it, if you want to call it truth, call it truth. If you don't want to call it truth, I don't care. But if that was the case, and it happened like that, and no charges were brought, I mean, where do you think, right now Obama is silent on it. Holder's out there speaking out. I just see, like you said, George, I see a massive uprising. That town will probably go up in flames if something like that happens. And it's very possible that it'll happen from the facts I've seen and what I've read. So, I'm just curious to hear. I wanted to hear what Naj would say about it, but.
I just had an exchange with Naj. He is over at the other show. And I just sent personal messages back and forth, and I said, everybody's asking for you. What happened to you? And he wrote, I got dropped. Damn Comcast Internet. I had to reset and log back on.
Oh, okay.
So he got dropped. And I said, I'll tell him. And he said, thanks, man. So he can't come back on because of that. Once you're out, when you're in overtime, there's no way to come back, right?
Right. No, you can't come back.
Oh, shit. All right.
That's the one thing about overtime that's really bad.
Yep.
I'm having audio issues too.
Golf dogs. There's the flip side of that coin though that most people aren't looking at. All right. If the grand jury comes back with an indictment against Darren Wilson, what's going to happen is they're not going to be rioting in the streets or nothing. They're going to be celebrating because in their eyys, justice will be served.
Right, and there will be appeals upon appeals after that takes place. So it's going to be a long, long battle.
Yeah, but if he's behind bars, they'll turn the people in Ferguson will be like, good.
You know,
at least
you know
not,
what,
they're not wearing a badge anymore.
You know what I'm convinced?
And this and that, you know, and all that shit.
I've convinced even from being, George, you know where I am and how close I am to the center of the town, the city.
Yeah,
the lower the IQ level, the louder they are.
Of your house.
I'll hear them at 2, 3 in the morning. It doesn't matter. If I'm working or something, they're walking by screaming, yelling at each other. No respect. They don't care about where they are, anything. These are the people, the lower IQ. Talk about low information voters. The idiots that we have in our society are the ones that will be rioting. As far as if you end up in a town or something where you have a higher percentage of people that are employed, working, raising families, could care less about the bullshit, I don't think we're going to see riots there. You're going to see the more dummies you have concentrating in an area, that's where we have to worry about the riots. And talking about blunt, but it's true. It's true. I don't know. It's
like Iggy said. She said her heart breaks for the Brown family. They didn't want none of this, which is true.
Yep.
You know, Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson went there, and they went there, and Holder went there to inflame it, to make it to bring it more to light. And the family probably wants closure. And you're not going to have closure when you have a funeral. Did y'all see any clips out of that funeral that I saw? Oh my God! It was like a political speak. I mean, it's not that wasn't a funeral in my knowledge. I've never seen a funeral take place like that where people come out when Sharpton gets up there and starts doing his race baiting. You know, I mean, it's going to be nasty because these people, the family might want closure, but there's not no money in closure.
No.
Okay,
he's a tool now. He's turned into a tool, and the situation is to be manipulated.
Yep. And they're going to do all they can to generate what they can generate out of this.
Exactly. And in the end, they're going to go, Mike Brown, who? Who's Mike Brown?
Because once the dust settles and the smoke clears, everybody and their brother's going to be sitting there going, Mike Brown? Who the hell is Mike Brown?
Yep.
And that's going to be the sad reality. He's going to be reduced to a number. He's not going to be a human being anymore. He's going to be a number, a dollar sign. Okay, and then once you reduce a human being in life or in death to a dollar sign, the only thing they're worth is being a bank account with somebody as the executor of the estate.
Yep.
Bottom line. I need coffee. I'll be right back.
That's why Sharpton is there. Man, he's there for a reason. He's not there. He's not there for other. You know, everybody thinks, oh, he's there because of you. No, he's there to make money. He's there to make money. This is what he does. If he didn't do this, he would be dead broke. You know, I mean, it's sad. It's sad what takes place in our communities today with this. But that's what we're going to see. This is gonna take place. I watch the news like y'all watch the news, and I don't see anything that I have, any proof that they can indict this guy. I don't see anything. I'm talking about the cop.
Yeah, I don't either. Sounds like it's just a justifiable shooting. I mean, based upon the evidence we got now, unless that changes in the near future, right now, if I was the jury, you know, members of the jury, I'd find him innocent. Okay.
Yeah.
Because of all the evidence that we have right now, okay? If it went to trial tomorrow, okay, he would be found guilty on all charges, okay? And that's probably the way it's going to happen. I mean, they'll have some type of a trial because obviously the kid ain't going to be there because he's dead. But, you know, but to exonerate this cop, and I'm not backing the cops up, you know, don't get me wrong. I hate the police state just as much as anybody else does. But when confronted with a situation like that, you do the same thing. You may not say it, but when it comes down to either you or him, better it's going to be probably you. Okay, I know I would. Okay, if somebody come at me like that, I'd empty my gun out and put another clip in. Sorry, I don't care if you're black, white, pink, funky dotted, or brown and purple. I'm going to stop the target. I'm going to stop the aggressor. I'm going to stop him in his tracks. And that's the way it is. And that's what he did, obviously, based on the evidence that we have right now. Okay? Because nothing else has surfaced. Okay? Nothing else has surfaced. You know, all the witnesses put him there. The witnesses put him into the convenience store, robbing it, strong-arming the guy. You know? Right now, if he would go to trial, he'd be convicted. The kid would. If he's still around, then the cop would go free because it sounds like a justifiable shooting. But there was another kid that was shot someplace. I think it was in St. Louis. But the cop was black and the kid was white. I think. Did that make news? No. Wonder why. Go ahead.
Oh, it's messed up. Reading in here, I guess two people were, an adult and a kid, were killed in Chicago. They were shot. It looks like one of them was a gang member by Chicago police. But both of them had guns, and they drew the guns on the police. So, you know, like one quote says, you pull a gun on police, they're going to shoot back at you. This came out 16 hours ago. I'll post it. So not all of them, but nobody's screaming about, well, look, they shot him. Oh my God, it's another police shooting. Thankfully, nobody brought that up. Here, da-da, right there, two fatally shot. So this just happened.
Like I said earlier, there's been a subpoena, they're trying to get the juvenile records of Michael Brown brought forward. You know, they're suppressed, and they always are. They're suppressed. They're trying to bring out the juvenile records to show just what kind of what he's been up to. You know, just because he's 18 years old. You know, what has he done in the past? And when that comes forward, there'll be a little more to it. I put a video in there of a guy. I don't know much credibility to that video. I just put up there on YouTube, but it sounds like he knows something. I don't know if that's true or not, but, you know, so I'm going to hold my judgment there as well. But the facts are, we don't know the facts, okay? So this is going to be a long, drawn-out thing, and I'm guaranteeing you, if the government gets involved like Holder is doing right now, they're going to twist it and turn it every which way they can. We'll get some kind of a prosecution against this guy.
When the government gets involved in anything, they're going to screw it up. Look at it now, California. This came out a few hours ago. They just passed this law now. They want all toy guns to be marked, to be bright colors. Well, there was a thing, I think, last year where gang members were telling all their guys to put orange paint on their handguns that they use because it would buy them enough time with indecision from the police to get off some rounds and get the hell out of there. So now that puts, and it said it narrowly passed because some of the lawmakers are even getting it going, this is not a smart thing because now you're jeopardizing our cops. But the government got involved. They just passed this law now. So you know what the gang members are going to do. It'll be an inside joke with all of them. They're going to put orange rings and whatever on. Yep. But the government knows best. They know what they're doing. I don't know. Pretty bad.
Well, guys, I'm going to drop out. I'm going to drop out, so wish y'all good night, and I got to get out of here. I've been up all day. I got to get out of here.
Golf, we'll see you later.
Night, guys.
Good night, Golf.
All right. Golf, have a good one. Peace, brother.
What happened to Reza? Did he ever come back on the show, George?
Who's that? What are you talking about?
I didn't know if George was still on. I guess he went to get coffee. Reza,
yeah,
remember
he's
this?
Still there. He's still there.
Yep.
Gunslinger's still there.
Yep. Good, good, good. Did you get a chance to watch that video I put up? Did you ever hear of that guy?
The whiskey weed and women?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching a couple of those.
What a character.
Yeah, it reminds me of people I know.
He's something else, that boy. Did you see the idea about the window washer?
Right, he asked me that the other night on the show. Yeah, that's perfect. That's
unbelievable.
Perfect.
Yeah. I don't know if Gunslinger ever saw him before. Gunny, you back?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, did you ever see that guy before?
I ain't never seen that guy.
He's a trip, man. Holy shit. There was another video I started watching him. He said, I never kissed my wife. You don't know what she'd be putting in her mouth, you know? Just like, what the hell? Oh, my God.
We got to watch the one on the float trip.
Is that the one nearly passes Bill to Mark Toy Guns? Is that it?
No, that was the other. Oh, I'll put it up again. That was the one we were talking about California passing that law. Yeah, I'll put up the link again to him. But he's got a bunch of these videos out. I don't know if somebody backs him or what.
I don't know. Somebody's working with him.
Yeah, it must be. I mean, because that looks like it's set up. Iggy, Mom, you got to paint your ceiling at this hour?
Oh, my God.
Well, good luck.
No.
I
would rather shovel hard shit with a paintbrush or a toothpick than paint.
Shit.
I hate paint.
At 1:30 in the morning now back here. She's got to get it done.
I would shovel hard shit at 1:30 in the morning with a toothpick before I grab a paintbrush.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. With a toothpick and no flashlight.
And I hope you get one of those electric sprayers, one of those Wagner guns. That'll make it a lot easier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That makes a mess, but it gets it done quick.
Yeah. Don't take off the windows to go over. Just everything in the way. Spray over it. Yeah, that's an idea. Spray over everything in my house. Make it all color. That 18... 95 candles in my corner right there. Paint it white too. Fuck it. Paint it all. Well, this seems exciting. Anybody want to call it? Want to hang out? What do you want to do?
Well, yeah, there was only one other thing I wanted to bring up that I thought Gunslinger would want to hear about. I was, when I went around to the gun stores yesterday, they were talking about a new 50 caliber round. Gun, are you there? Gunslinger?
They got a new 50 caliber.
They got a new smart 50 caliber gun round they were talking about. This thing has small fins on it, and it can be controlled.
Oh, lovely.
You got to be kidding me. Said, nope. Army developed this new 50 round that they've been working on it. So the thing is, you can actually change its flight path, alter it while it's in flight. So... technology, boy, they're coming out with, and it seems like whenever there's a war, then the money goes into research and development. We end up with more toys that are going to be used in the next war. Yeah, it just ends up like a roller coaster. It just keeps moving. Well, but anyways, yep, you want to call it a night? We'll call it a night. I'm tired anyway. It's a long day. I'll vote for that. Ron? Gunner, looks like we're the only ones left. Hello?
I'm still here. Hello?
All right. Well, I guess we might as well call it a night. I'm going to sign off. Again,
okay.
I'll talk to you later on. And Iggy and everybody, I'll talk to you guys later.
Hey,
George,
what, you're leaving already?
I'm taking off. And
yeah,
not even
I'm
going to
shit can this show. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, we'll talk to you guys all later.
Thanks for talking.
Okay.
See y'all again tomorrow, next same time, same bat channel. But we're going to throw out this good old classic tune my buddy sent to me.
How did I know he was going to do that?
Well, I was driving down I-95 the other night. Somebody nearly cut me right off the road. I decided it wasn't going to do any good to get mad. So I wrote a song about him instead, and it goes like this. Were you born an asshole, or did you work at it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine. 'Cause you're an asshole tonight. Yes, you're an A. And don't you try to blame it on me. You deserve all the credit. You're an asshole tonight. You're an asshole yesterday. You're an asshole tonight. And I've got a feeling you'll be an asshole the rest of your life. Talking to your mother just the other night. I told her I thought you were an asshole. She said, yes, I think you're right. And all your friends are assholes, 'cause you've known them your whole life. And somebody told me you've got an asshole for a wife. Were you born an asshole, or did you work at it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine, 'cause you're an asshole tonight. Oh, boy, am I surrounded by assholes at times.
Properly dedicated to all the trolls on BTR.
There you go, George. Well, hey, guess what, folks? It was a fun show. I'll see you again tomorrow night. It's your host, Ron Reck, on Crazy Nation Radio. And I want to thank George and Mike and everybody else that showed up tonight to hang out with me to do the show. But I'm out of here.
Always a pleasure, Ron.
Good night. Good tomorrow. All right, have a good one, George.
That's all, folks.